bracing for budget cuts across the board in many different agencies, and your agency, you got a budget cut too.
Yes, we did. Our biggest problem is our transit system. We received in fiscal year 14-15, which ended June 30th of 2015, we had a $102,000 cut that year into the next year. And we lost $42,000 last year and $30,000 again this year on our new contracts, which comes to $174,000 total that we've lost in state aid for public transit, which is based on the highway fund. And obviously with the oil revenues down and the taxes down, we've got considerable decreases there. We have received some increases in federal funding. However, in order to obtain the federal funding, we have to have match. We have to have state or local match in order to be able to collect all of those federal dollars. Several things for people to know with South Central. We run all the buses here in town, and we also serve six other counties with transportation. Last year, we did 109,478 rides, and of those, 59,868 were in the Valley City area. There's a lot of confusion about our vehicles being, they're called senior buses, and they are not senior buses. They've been public transportation for probably 15 years, and we've been trying to change that image. But just as an example, 57% of the people that we serve with our vehicles are public, general public, not elders. That's kind
it's
of
it's a tag that somebody tagged on years ago, and it's hard to
right,
hard to drop it.
Right, it is. So, and I guess one of the things that I'm looking for is that if there's people out there that understand how important the transportation is, especially for the medical issues, we are really looking for donations to our program to help support transit. Like I said, we need to make up over $100,000. If we do not get that, I'm looking at probably at the end of December, we're going to have to make some major decisions as to what we're going to have to cut if we don't receive some additional local funding. So we are a 501c3 nonprofit, so people can deduct their contributions, anybody that wants to make donations. So,
Pat, how do you prioritize some of these pending cuts? How do you do that?
It's extremely difficult. I guess for me, I've always really had a heart for the medical issues. We're transporting many dialysis patients who can't or should not be driving themselves to either to Fargo or Jamestown for dialysis. There are no dialysis centers in any of our counties that we serve. So they have to go outside the county to get those, that and the cancer program. And we have a lot of patients that we may take for 6 weeks in a row for radiation in Fargo. We have people that go in once a week for chemotherapy. Those things have always been a priority. So, you know, when we look at that and we look at cutting schedules, one of the things that we do is the taxi. And we were asked by the Safety Council here to increase our coverage on Friday and Saturday nights for the taxi in order to help prevent DUIs or accidents, you know, from alcohol-related driving. And that's important. It's very important. But it's also, you know, that's maybe more of a choice than if you're a dialysis or a cancer patient. You really don't have a choice. So we may have to look at reducing some of the taxi hours, you know, to help save some money there. It's really hard to make those choices. We also provide about 8% of the rides that we do are for employment. And we have people that we transport to Maryvale or Cheyenne Care Center or John Deere, you know, for different shift work, people that don't have vehicles and would have no way to go to work, which kind of hurts the workforce, too, if you can't, mm-hmm. you know, if you can hire people, but if they can't get to work, it's not an easy decision to make, so...
We're speaking with Pat Hansen, South Central Adult Services, the director. And Pat, you talk about you'll know more at the end of this year as to what you have to do in January. If people who want to give to South Central Adult Services to help make up the difference, how should they go about that or contact you?
They can contact us. It's South Central Adult Services, and we're located, my office is in the Senior Center here in Valley City. They can call us at 845-4300, and if they'd like more information or want to talk about making a contribution, they can certainly call and visit with me first or come in and see me.
Now, you said you might have some good news, and that is Alliance Pipeline Grant might help you out?
We have applied for a safety grant through Alliance Pipeline that we would use to help support the taxi. They had some funds available that we could apply for. We have not heard anything back on that, so we don't know. The maximum was $5,000 on that grant, so that, but that everything helps.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's, yeah.